see. When they arrived at their house, none of them noticed the car which stopped on the other side of the street. Sue took off her shoes and her mum put them away.
"I'm sorry that we have to go back to work now," she said.
"Don't worry," Sue answered. "I can rest and we can talk later this evening."
"I'll just take your bags down to your flat," said her dad.
Sue had her own small flat in the basement. She had been blind since birth. But although she had always needed help, she wasn't helpless. In fact, she was as independent as most young women.